Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Committee meeting on the 14th of January at 7:30 in the evening. We'll start off with PL 5618 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
None received, although present and correct.
Thank you. Item 5718 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. I'll declare a non-pecuniary interest for PL 6318E. Is there anybody else? No. I don't wish to apply for dispensation for that. PL 5818 to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee on the 10th of December. Do you have any comments, Pat?
I didn't, no.
Does anyone have any comments to make about the last meeting? Somebody to what's the word?
Propose.
Thank you. Councillor Clark and second Councillor Gowd. Those in favour?
Unanimous.
Okay, PL 5918 is to report back on the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting from the 10th of December.
Two actions to report back on from that meeting. The first was that it was resolved that the Parish Council would write a strongly worded letter of objection with reference to the application for the discharge of Condition 9, the drainage on Hopkins Home site. That letter was written and sent. The second action was that a Freedom of Information request would be submitted to Anglian Water with regards to the same development. That Freedom of Information request has been written and sent.
Thank you. We'll now come to the public participation section of the Planning Committee meeting. It's 15 minutes for members of the public to have their say, no more than 3 minutes each. So I'll suspend standing orders for any comment.
So this is comments on anything we have there?
Anything you wish
right,
to say.
Okay. I'm Robert Smart of 2 Thatcher Stamford's Close. I'm here with regard to planning update PLO 61/18. Oh, no, there was that. Yes, it is. Which is S. Yeah, this A. We've had on a number of occasions sewage bubbling up outside our house due to any minor hitch that happens with the pumping station, which is at absolute capacity as things stand. We've had it bubbling up outside the road and up onto the pavement. We've had eye infections from trying to clear it up. When it happens, it's quite nasty and it's not to be wished upon anybody.
With the eye infection.
Basically, any relaxation for current provisions will eventually end up with more sewage coming up. As it stands, when everything's running fine, we don't get it. The slightest hitch, it comes up. Mm-hmm. More strain there is on the system when those events occur, there'll be more and more sewage bubbling up onto the pavements. So any watering down of the current provisions, we strongly oppose.
Thank you. Any other comments?
No, I live opposite Rob and Carmen, and full agreement with them. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
I was going to clarify about the incidents. I remember a list then, you should have a list somewhere of all the incidents because we reported them with dates and how long it took them for Anglian Water to come and clean up the mess, because sometimes it wasn't just bubbling up, it was condoms, it was toilet paper, it was feces, and all sorts of things. And in one of the occasions, there were children playing in Thatcher Stamford in front of our house, and I decided to take the garden hose out. That's called not pressure, it's just an ordinary garden house. And try and hose it down as it was coming out with all the filth. Mm-hmm. I was trying to hose it down and I got splashed, and as a consequence I had a recurrent E. coli eye infection for almost 8 months. And so that's a clear example of the sort of problems we're facing. And it could have been the children, it was me, but it could have been anybody. Mm. And we don't want to return to that situation. It was constant. It's been a bit better since they implemented some measures, but the pump station is old, it's almost obsolete, it's at capacity. So any watering down, I mean, it should be the opposite. It should be an increase on measures, not watering down. Because the village is also growing exponentially and all that, so just pleading with you that we don't want a repeat of any of that, and to do as much as you can. You've been very helpful in the past, especially Councillor Hales and the other lady, I can't remember her name, the district council.
Oh,
Susan
Vanderland.
Yeah, she was also very helpful. They did a great job, but it's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just do as much as you can.
Thank you. Duly noted. Any further comments, Councillor Norman, you wish to speak at this time?
I do not.
Okay. Then I will reimpose standing orders. And we will move on to item PL06118 to consider an update on the application by Hopkins Homes for discharge of Condition 9 foul sewage capacity scheme. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Chair. So as committee members will no doubt be aware, you first considered this application at the planning meeting on the 10th of December before Christmas. Mm. At the time, it was resolved that the Parish Council would object in the strongest possible terms to the proposed discharge of conditions, which has happened, as I just reported a few minutes ago. It was also resolved that a freedom of information request, would be sent to Anglian Water, essentially requesting the information that they had promised to send already, in terms of providing the Parish Council with an explanation as to why they think the current and proposed course of events is a sufficient discharge of those conditions. And that freedom of information request has been written, and as I reported a few minutes ago, was sent yesterday, in fact. And I also copied in the planning authority and our district councillors. If anyone, members of the public, are interested in reading those letters, the letter of objection is appended to the minutes of the last planning committee, which was on the 10th of December, and it's on the Parish Council's website. I have also uploaded it to the district council's website as part of our objections, and I know a number of members of the public have been uploading documents to the district council website as well. So if you go to the district council website, and I can actually show you where that is on the agenda that's in front of you, you'll notice the planning application reference is a hyperlink. If you click on it, it will take you directly to that page on the district council's website, and there you can see under the plans and docs tabs what everybody has said. So there'll be the Anglian Water comments, PC redacted, it's Parish Council, there are comments, and then there are a number of comments from neighbours and interested parties. So that's where all that information goes when you send it to the District Council.
So is the Freedom of Information response there now?
No, it's not. I sent a request yesterday. They have 20 days.
So we won't
get a reply just yet.
Okay.
So I don't quite understand, sorry. So are you saying that the District Council is supporting the waiving of these measures?
No, the opposite. Okay. I'm not supporting it.
So they want to uphold...
I have a further update to give on it, okay. just now. So the District Council... The two actions I've just talked about are what the Parish Council has done.
Right.
What the District Council have done, and this is Councillor Hales I'm talking about now, he's had a meeting with planning officers at South Cairns to understand how, when, and under what circumstances this application would be approved. And the update that he gave me at tea time this evening is that the planning officers at South Cairns are not going to grant this application until all the information that's been requested from Anglian Water has been forthcoming. And I do believe Councillor Norman may have further comments to add. So the update is nothing is getting decided yet until planning officers are satisfied that the condition as set out in the appeal ruling has been satisfied.
Anglian Water, unfortunately, we have dealt with them in the past, and they're reluctant to any improvements or anything that means forking out more money, improving the system, so...
Mm. Well, we have sent in a formal Freedom of Information request. They are under a statutory obligation to respond. Otherwise, they'll land themselves in even more hot water, if you'll pardon the pun, than they are now.
Okay.
Yeah, but they'll be reluctant to take any other measures.
Can I ask you to remain silent for the rest of the meeting, please? Standing orders are imposed. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Councillor Norman.
Thank you. The Freedom of Information request is 17. We've done our best to box Anglian Water into a corner because we have submitted all the evidence that we have that a presentation of this information, which showed that there would be numerous areas of sewage overflow down the road, along the high street and everything else, was given to a public meeting. So what we tried to do is block any grounds that Anglian Water might try and put forward for not releasing the information, because basically the stuff's already been done in a public forum, so they haven't got a leg to stand on. So that's one thing. And just a bit more, when District Councillor Hales came back from the meeting with South Cams, he said that because it's a lot of new people at South Cams who weren't the officers who dealt with the original application, there had been some difficulty in them finding all the documents, information that was submitted in the beginning. So again, the council or parish office is doing its best to supply everything we've got to keep proving that there really is a problem, and we do have quite a lot, that there is a problem, and so that Anglian Water can't wiggle out of it. So that's what I wanted to say on that. But I did want to raise something else as well. The 64 houses that are being developed at Victoria Heights, the Anglian Water at that stage said what they said for the 199, that there was plenty of room in the system and not to worry about it. But District Councillor Hales has supplied me with some information that there are beginning to be sewage overflows in New Road, and I think somewhere else as well. And I just wanted to ask if we can keep a log of those as well, because the implication is that actually the 64 houses at Victoria Heights, if the sewage system was actually at capacity, they might be about to tip over. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is something we really need to keep an eye on. So if we can ask the clerk to keep a log, and encourage anyone who asks us to report any incidences, obviously to Anglian Water if they've got sewage overflows, but also to notify the parish office in case increasing evidence that the capacity of the system needs increasing.
Can I just ask, is that something that we could publicise then on the Facebook page, so that people know that we want? Unless they know that we actually want the information, they may not let us know. So
yes, and obviously District Councillor Hales as well, because they seem to be telling him. I've got some pictures which I will pass on to the parish clerk.
Mr. Clark, are you happy to take that log and also put out information on website and Facebook, please?
I am.
Do you need us to take a vote on that?
Yes, please.
Okay, the proposal is that the clerk logs all reports and advertises that he is doing so and encourages members of the public to make the reports to him as well as to Anglian Water. Councillor Hart is proposing, and Councillor Clark seconding. Those in favour?
Unanimous.
Okay, does anyone have anything else to say on this matter? I think that's fairly well covered. And we'll have to wait and see what Anglian Water come back with in their Freedom of Information request. Okay, moving on to PL 6218, decision notices. So we have part A is removal of condition 11 for car parking spaces at the dwelling house on 45 Morton Lane. That has been approved, which is in line with our original comments to support it. Item B is construction of a dwelling house together with a single storey front and rear extension, loft conversion, etc. on 38 Water Lane. That was refused, again in line with our objection. Item C is variation of condition 2, the loft conversion for 52 Orchard Road. That was approved and we made no comment. All of those duly noted. So we go on to the planning applications, PL 6318. Item A on there is the discharge condition 25 travel plan for the land off New Road and the Hopkins Homes development.
Do you wish me to bring up any plans?
This is the I think 3 PDF files for the. It's an awful lot of paperwork. Councillor Norman.
Does it say anywhere whether there's anything in there substantially different to the travel plans that were originally submitted?
It doesn't differentiate, it doesn't give you a differencing. It's just a very, very long document.
I mean, I think it's fair to say that the Futures Working Party wasn't convinced that implementing the travel plans would have any impact whatsoever on the number of people choosing to cycle or walk into the town rather than driving.
That was the impression I got from a read through as well. It's a very good paperwork exercise, but I think that's probably all that it is. But that's just an opinion.
Yes, but I say that once we've got the Futures Working Party up and running again, we will have a look at it and we will hold them to whatever it is they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Does anyone else have any comments on that? Does anyone wish to support or object or just no comment? I don't feel that I'm familiar enough with it to make a comment either way.
I think it is what it is. Travel plans, you know, they follow a format. There are certain hoops that the developers have to go through, and as long as it's not substantively different to what was submitted in the first place, then they've gone through the hoops and ticked the boxes.
I'll leave it for the planning authority to decide. Okay, so no comment on that. Don't need to vote to do nothing, do we?
You can resolve to make no comments, which is a slightly more formal way of just noting it.
Okay, would we like to do that? I think so.
Yes, I'm saying. It's just that we've actually agreed to.
I have a proposal for the resolution to have no comment. Councillor Cowley. And seconded. Councillor Wilson. Those in favour. Thank you. Moving on to item B, which is variation of condition 2 related to the approved plans to planning permission for Hillside House on Newmarket Road. Can I have the plans up?
Which one would you like first?
Sorry,
there's a decision notice there. That wasn't there earlier. I checked this afternoon and it hadn't been determined, and now it has.
Okay.
Let's see what it was.
See what it says.
It's approved.
It's approved. We have no say on that. Okay. So
that must have been approved yesterday and it's populated the website today.
Mm-hmm. Or
that's
Friday,
it, 11th of January, yeah. Decision date was 11th of January.
I doubt they decide things on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, item C, two-storey side extension and a single rear extension on 2 Carlton Rise. Can you put the plans up for that, please?
Mm-hmm. Site plan?
Yes, please. Start seen where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies, it looks like it's a very large PDF.
Exclusives in the larger.
After all that, they've probably coloured it in white. Let's see what I can get to. Okay, so that's the location plan. Marked by the red box for those not familiar with looking at plans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have existing ground floor. Is that all this document is? Existing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so let's see if I can get. So it looks like you have proposed elevations, but I'm not seeing existing elevations. Okay, just bear with me while there's some jiggery pokery. Do you have a preference on which elevation you wish to see first?
That top left one looks like a rear elevation because it's got patio doors.
So that's proposed northwest.
Yeah.
And that's existing northwest. So existing northwest. Proposed northwest. So essentially that bit there is new.
And the entire ground floor single store across the back, isn't it?
Yeah.
And proposed southwest and
significant extension.
Mm-hmm.
what's it? Look, I'm just looking at the location plan again.
Which is? Is it on this one? What?
There. Going out to the right.
So it's the southeast elevation that faces the road.
West, as we surmise, was the back.
So northwest overlooks the, or potentially overlooks plot number or house number.
So it's a semi-detached property now, yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to be going that way.
Right. So. There, the existing elevation facing southeast is the street front, if you like, that faces onto Carson Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is there a proposed southeast? There.
That's a ground floor garage.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's substantial, but it's not.
It looks in terrible. No name comments. It's big, but it looks in keeping. No objections to it from that point of view.
Is there any merit in bringing up sort of Google Street View so you can see what it see the space that it's going to fill? Because they've got, it looks like they've got a sort of driveway down the side of the house.
Mm. document in front of them that has the postcode?
Yes.
We're on an agenda.
It's SG86BZ.
No, what number was it?
Two. First one on the right.
This one?
Looks like they've already got a single story garage on the...
Is that the one?
Yeah, that's it.
Does it mention the demolition of the existing garage?
Bear in mind that Google Images can be as much as 6 or 7 years old. Mm.
That's true. May 2011, so yes, seven and a half years old. Can you just scroll one to the right, please?
Is this the first of its kind down the street? It's been...
According to it, it doesn't look like there's too much unplanned. Would this be up to date, Simon, the actual existing...
That should be,
It doesn't look like there's, and the rest of them look like they've been extended, do they?
Does that bit there, is that the garage with the green doors?
Looks like the garage belonging to number two, I would say.
Looks like the porch, doesn't it? That's the porch, that's the garage.
Is that their garage? Because it's sort of...
Yeah.
It's very separate from the house.
It's within the white coat of it.
But it is within the within the red.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't like there's any other houses nearby that have been extended. This is current.
What's the path on the right hand side of it?
It's going to affect the bungalows, isn't it?
We'll get a lot closer to those bungalows, aren't they?
That's going to be...
It looks like it's just access to the rear of the property on whatever the right-hand corner is.
Is it possible to see that the elevation of the side that will be viewing over the bungalows? To see what the window situation is.
So that will be...
Northeast.
Proposed northeast, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, they're not putting any windows on that side at least.
Yeah.
We'll bring the building an awful lot closer to the back garden of those bungalows, won't it? But I guess
if it's the first on the street, there's going to be a few more coming down.
Take the sunlight out. I don't want to take the massive amount.
Is it possible just to have a look at the plan view on Google Maps, just to see rough distance behind the back of the building to...
Satellite view.
Yeah, the satellite view, yeah. Sorry, thank you.
Yes. Zoom 3 meters high, somebody tells me how to get there.
Roll the wheel on, yeah, keep rolling out and get you
there. Okay, so directly behind is the back garden of... New roads.
It won't let me go out. It won't let me be any closer than that.
That's that property there. Yeah.
So that's southeast, and that is northeast.
They're not building into the back garden, are they? They're just going sideways.
There's a single story extension across the whole width of the current house and the extension.
It's just a single story.
Single story, so that's not an issue.
I mean, they've got quite a lot of width on that side already. Yeah, they've got a lot of space to build in. So, and there is that little sort of alleyway. So they're not going sort of right up to the back fence of the bungalow's back garden. So it doesn't seem too bonkers. And they're the side of the house is sort of offset from the back of the bungalow as well. So it's going to be sort of adjacent to the. To the sort of bottom corner of the bungalow's garden rather than directly in line with the bungalow, so it doesn't seem too offensive. There's been no
The neighbours haven't commented at all, which we thought they might do if they were there. So just like a big extension.
So just to resolve the garage thing, I didn't quite catch that. The garage hasn't got a demolition.
It looks like the garage is still there on the map.
The east elevation, which is the roadside, one.
That's just not the garage.
Oh, is that wrong?
Yeah,
so that's the existing. So that,
yes, I'm saying,
that
yeah.
one shows that there is a
is there
a new garage.
Built in yeah. down to
built
the garage.
In.
Yes.
And then there's a path or like a feather edge fence just to the right of the garage. It's been. Yeah, so that's built in, then a small. So that garage has got to come down because that's where that fence is on the right.
Yeah. Unless the garage is already gone.
Yeah.
But it's still showing it on the plan, is that the garage is there?
Well, the plans are sometimes out of date a little bit when they used to show on the plot.
What's if you just go down and get some what's the existing the proposed elevation again? What was that two?
Windows on the back.
So what's that there? So that's going to be the garage, that one.
And then a bit of fencing to the right of it, just to block off the back garden.
So it's just like the porch is going.
Yeah, the porch
and the
garage
is going. Mm. What's the proposed ground floor plan look like, please?
Mm. And didn't put those up yet.
Proposed floor plan is four plan.
We haven't got that one.
Yeah, they've got the cycling utility family in the living room. Ground floor.
So different plan. Fourth floor.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Fourth floor. Is that showing yet? I don't think it's showing a garage.
No. Oh, it's a cycle store at the front, not a full garage. Oh, that's
so maybe the garage.
Okay, so it looks like they just have there's a driveway to the hedge line.
Nice kitchen.
It's quite nice. It's quite a nice design, really.
Yeah.
Can I just
slow it up a second?
It's not saying that the parking's being affected at all.
That's exactly what I was about to report.
Yeah, will the proposed works affect existing car parking arrangements? No. So.
And does the application say that they're going to.
Demolition, two story side extension, single story rear.
So that's the area of planning application I usually look at first. And
no trees or hedges being removed.
That one is also worth noting as well.
Yeah. We don't want to dash around there quickly and see if the garage is there.
Does it matter? I mean, if the garage is there and going, then it's no different to it not being there and being placed.
If the garage is not there, then it might not affect the parking. If the garage is there, then you remove the parking space.
Yes. And the application is saying that the parking isn't being affected, so.
If the garage isn't there, there's plenty of space down there for car parking.
I was going to say, in front of the garage,
there's one space.
Can we just have a look at the Google Street View again to see what the parking situation is in front of there? Do they have just the space in front of the garage? Is there anything in front of the house? Is there?
No. So there is currently space for two cars, maybe even three.
But the
planning policy at South Cams says maximum of 1.5 spaces for a dwelling of that size. There is no minimum.
Okay, so
I would suggest so. But if that's.
Can I actually remove the window or sign up there? Because it's just going to be a more
important. Yeah.
I still think
that's too
tight.
That's
my little shady room, really. That's going to be a nice fence. That's going to be some shade on there.
Well, it's not there, really, it's coming out and looking at the elevation. It looks like there's going to be about a car width, garage width.
Yeah, with this other side.
Of the fence. And then you've got that passageway there.
Mm. Could we comment and congratulate them on their environmental and health conscientiousness and that they're building a cycle store?
Perhaps it's only going to need again. I mean, every car.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be stupid enough to get rid of all their own parking and force themselves to park on the street. One would assume. Yeah. Mm. There's plenty of space in front of. There would be plenty of space in front of the extension to park the car because the extension is going to be set back slightly, so they're still going to have at least enough space to park one car, if not two, side by side.
Yeah. Okay. Any further comments? Or should we draw this to a conclusion? I think generally we seem to be supporting it. But support with no comment?
Just go back to that piece, just to follow up on Councillor Wilson's comments about the windows, they'll actually be losing a first floor window overlooking the bungalow's back garden.
Mm-hmm.
So slightly more privacy for the back garden of the bungalow, albeit a closer, slightly more imposing privacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, support with no comment? Yeah. Can I have a proposer, please? Councillor Cowley, and seconder, Councillor Wilson, and those in favour.
Yeah, come.
Those are against, and those abstaining.
See, there's a garage there tomorrow.
Can I just double check the vote count, please? Can those voted in favour please show your hands?
5 in favour, 1 abstention.
I need names.
Everyone except
everybody apart from Councillor Hart.
Got it, thank you.
Okay, so as I've mentioned at the start of the meeting, item D has also been determined already. Which leaves item E, for which I have declared an interest, so I will pass the chair to Councillor Hart.
So this is... You can sit back. Thank you. So this is item E on this variation of condition 2, approve plans to planning permission for 9 The Moor. There was a neighbour comment on this, saying seems very little information here, but from what I can gather, and I could be wrong, condition 2 is being removed, which was plans. How can that be an amendment? It's a new planning application.
It is an amendment.
So what does that, could you put that into English for me?
So the condition that posed originally was that the development had to be conducted in accordance with the approved plans.
Right.
So what they are saying now is they want to make an amendment to the approved plans,
right,
which while still material, is not large enough to warrant a brand new application. Committee review consider applications like this all the time.
Right.
That was on 52 Waterloo Road not so long ago.
So, but the new plans haven't been submitted yet, is that right?
They will need 800 millimetres from the.
Right, where am I now?
Right, so it's 4793.
Yeah. So, what's the same application for? would like to move the proposed building, 800 millimetres away from the eastern boundary. This would reduce the impact on neighbouring properties, provide more space to the eastern side of the house, and eliminate the need to relocate the existing telegraph pole to the front of the property.
Yeah. So essentially they're shifting the whole thing 80 centimetres. But not changing the substance.
No.
Okay. Which is, hence the minor amendment. It's there's no material change to the proposal, it's just where it goes.
So they're moving it 800 mil, which direction is it?
Away from the highway.
Away from the highway.
So it's either going to be southwest, or it's probably going to be southwest. You can't really see this very well, it's quite fine, but I mean, it's zooming a lot.
It's very close to the road. The house is going to be very close to the road.
So that's where it is. So what is unclear on this plan is whether this is the new amended plan or the old plan. Either way, that's the dwelling, and they're talking about moving it 80 centimetres further away from the highway. Presumably down to the highway.
Okay.
Are there any comments from number 9? Is that or 6? The one they're moving closer to.
We don't know which the comment is from.
So that is.
That's the comment.
Yeah.
A misinterpretation of what's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, they are the documents you've got.
What was the committee's original decision on the original application? Or has it been amended quickly enough?
This is about the third
complaint, isn't it? There's a lot of neighbour complaints originally. Yeah. That they sort of acquiesced to certain things for the neighbours.
Yeah.
So it's a weird one. If you go and look at it, it's a weird one.
So the existing plot, the existing house is going to stay, and they're building a second house on the plot.
Mm. They are the comments of the drainage officer.
Is
it
that
It's a bit concerning as well because there is a water, there's a sort of small tributary that runs along actually through their property, and the new driveway for the back out of the house that's already there is going to be very, very close to the slope that takes down to the little water.
I do think it's worth pointing out that penultimate sentence should probably say, as the information is not supplied.
Sorry, say that again, Simon?
The penultimate sentence, it says, as the information is supplied, it should probably say, as the information is not supplied. Mm. Otherwise, none of that makes sense.
No, I can say, yes, that's why it's not possible to comment, because they haven't got the information yet.
Mm.
Okay.
It is a bit concerning about flooding. Can we ask for more information based on the drainage officer before we...
The 21-day deadline has expired today.
Okay.
I would suggest if council wants to do that, you submit a comment saying you are unable to comment because not enough information has been supplied.
Yeah.
In other words, in keeping what the drainage officer has said. And then it will be for the planning officer to determine the application based on what is partly on... submissions, all of which say that there is no information.
So that's the proposal then, is to comment in that there hasn't been enough information supplied, would be our comment.
Our comment is that we are unable to comment.
Comment, yes, because there isn't enough information. So by default, the committee can have some more information. So we propose that. Thank you, Councillor Carr. Seconder? Thank you, Councillor Butson. All those in favour?
Yeah, thank you.
That's going to be an interesting one when they try to develop it, because it's right opposite the taxi garage, and all cars park there. How are they going to get the noise down? That's just a weird one.
Yes, you can
have
the chair back, Councillor Kilmurray.
Thank you. Okay, so PL 6418 is the date of the next meeting, that being the 11th of February, as per the published timetable. And so I formally close the meeting.